Good evening. Welcome again to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles. I'm John Green, your host. And as we do each Tuesday evening from 8 to 10, bring you 2 hours of jazz. On tonight's show, Stan Getz, Antonio Carlos Jobim, Eddie Thompson, the pianist, Joey DeFrancesco on the B3 organ, Bobby Hutcherson on the vibes, Lionel Hampton, also vibraphone with his band, Jeff Keezer, the tenor sax player. We have a couple of featured CDs. The first one is from singer, pianist, songwriter Lorraine Feather, Tales of the Unusual. She's a satirist, humorist, and really good musician. This is a brand new one on the Jazzed Media label. It's called Tales of the Unusual, as I said. Then later on, a new one from the tenor sax player Joel Frame, his quartet, Live at Smalls. It's another one in that series of recordings of people during their gigs at Smalls Club in New York. This features Kurt Rosenwinkel, the guitarist, on the CD. So all in all, a fair bit of jazz. Hope you enjoy the show. Thank you. We're just getting this week's show underway with a piece, a real classic, from Stan Getz, tenor sax player, with Antonio Carlos Jobim on guitar and Maria Toledo vocals, from that 1963 Verve Records LP, Jazz Samba Encore. The song, O Moro Nao Temves. We're listening to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, and I'm John Green, your host. Time to listen to our first featured CD on tonight's show, from the singer, pianist, songwriter, arranger, humorist, satirist, Lorraine Feather. It's a brand new one from her, Tales of the Unusual, it's called. She wrote the words to virtually every song on this. The music was written by one or the other of her collaborators. Some of them backed her on this, particularly Russell Ferrante, the piano player. I'll tell you about the tunes in a little bit.
Sun waits a counterfeit paradise and sure oblivion, or so they told our hero in 1925 as he went back to the river that ate so many alive. It starts as a trickle in the clouds and snow, with more than an America still to go. Steamrollers into the sea, wide as New York City. Passable only in the worst of the heat. In the winter it rises 40 feet. The green hell is a heady trap, so don't fall down the hole in the map. You'd bet such a forest would feed you. You would lose that bet. You thought you learned about fortitude as a gentleman cadet. Painful pranks, the floggings were a bliss compared to this, as you hacked through the lianas where hanging boas hiss. There are bugs that'll kill you with a single bite, turn your cotton breeches to threads in a night. Homicidal gnats no bigger than seeds, cyanide squirting millipedes. Still you know you love it and you won't be swayed, though you never are fully unafraid. Hits your heart like a thunderclap, so don't fall the hole in the map. Back in the comfort of Devon, you sweeten your tea and sigh, free now to sleep till 11 and watch the old world go by. You smile at your civilized heaven and say that at last you'll stay, but just by the gates the Amazon waits to quietly drag you away. Drag you away back to the river. It's passable only in the worst of the heat. In the winter it rises 40 feet. The green hell is a heady trap. Don't fall. There are bugs that'll kill with a single bite.
packed his bags in Bellingham, took the water taxi to where I am. We'd lie by the brook, his yellow dog chasing butterflies, while I wrote my blog. It warned the outside world to stay away.
To stay away. He would never pass the deep, dark winter here. He made that clear.
Big as cats, slugs as long as your arm, a nasty nest of rattlesnakes down by the onion farm. We brought them in to eat the rats, which, as I stated, are big as cats. All they did was multiply and grow. It's a very scary place to be, unless you're an off-the-grid girl. Like me. Dropping you here. Forget those touched up listings on the walls of Windermere, or Coldwell Banker or John L. Scott. One barren plot is all we've got. Extended stays are scarcely apropos, but there's a cabin penitentiary, just right for an off-the-grid girl. Like me. Ah, salt pours from every tap. Not much can grow but nettles, and they'll sting you in a snap. But if you're coming anyhow, get all your vaccinations now. I'll tell you something, keep it on the down low. There's a nasty pox for which there's no immunity, unless you're an off-the-grid girl. Exactly like. Sold the beads of purple, the there's a jukebox blasting in this dive, but there's not a soul to jump and jive. Where is everybody? No one to jump, no one to jive, no way to spend my $1.85. Where is everybody? There's a whole lot of no one on the street, not a single bird going twillyweet. Where is everybody? Suddenly got way too much time to kill. The hall scene is where. And grin, man, that chick's only a mannequin. Where is everybody? Put a U.S. nickel in a payphone, one friendly voice, and I wouldn't be so alone. The number you have dialed is not a working number. The number you have dialed is not a number.
Not much time into
his tops he fly. For a mook who stuck to small-time crime, he had a lot of friends up on high. Whenever we haul in the usual suspects, he's not the one you take seriously. Arms like a girl, wines like a pup, a noticeable hitch in his giddy up. He told me everything but nothing at all. There was a top-notch first-class entry man, seriously sick in the head. He was the man who whispered the plan, so this grifter said. When he talked about the bully from Queens, mean as a snake, and the pimped up marble mouth, and the 40-ish former cop on the take, who took it hard when the job went south. He was gonna hang up his spurs. He'd been putting it to this uptown lady lawyer, according to Chatty Cathy, who had fun being one of the usual suspects. Got to behave notoriously, dumb as a sock, weak little wretch, who never even rated a composite sketch. See, he was usually nothing else.
Sure, I really didn't mind. Oh, mommy, mommy, I gotta tell you one other thing, she said, her face upside down and red. Okay, young lady, then you better get your butt back to bed. She said, I can count to five, 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 I can count to five. What a clever little girl. Where in the world did you learn to count to five? Blown away by your new ability, pointing out that you are one.
and she and I make three. Kitty and the turtle make five. Make five. I really can't ignore the way she counts to five when the music isn't four. She's a darling thing, a gem of a child, but this obsession with five, it must be driving you wild. She's got five towels, five braids on her head,
five pairs of shoes at the foot of her bed.
I can't imagine where all this ends, but honey, maybe you should talk to her five best friends about it. Uh-oh, here she comes again.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I can count to five. I can count to five. I can count to five. I can count to five.
What a pleasure, little girl, hearing the confident way you count to five. You say the numbers with such authority, pointing out that you are one. And she and I make three. Kitty and the TV make five.
Sidewalk, 1,000 feet of purple chalk. Here's a madman's letter to the girl who split in 00. He never ever begs for money, though the guy's defacing public property. The 50, let it go, so they too can read his tale of woe. Dear love of mine, once again I see the sunshine. Does it still shine on you, sweet Miriam? 10 years since we kissed, but as long as I believe you still exist, I can survive, sweet Miriam. I loved and I lost, and the cost was terrible, almost unbearable. I feel no regret. People pass and I guess they see me as being on the fringes of humanity, 'cause I work till creeping night to get this one thing right. My letter to you, sweet Miriam, when it's done, you're gonna come on home.
One day I walked by and there was no letter, just drawings of the two of them in the park, ice skating, stuff like that. Once he did kind of a flowchart of how their affair fell apart, but mostly it's him talking to her.
Thank you. had that deep connection, far beyond the extremes of physical affection, to think you might share it with someone else. I can't describe the hurt. If somehow you turned into a ray of light, or a speck of dirt, or even if we were plankton floating in the sea, I'd know you, I would need you near me. Oh please, forgive my delirium, sweet Miriam, come on home. Today, once more, I'll wipe it all away, sweet.
Lorraine Feather from her brand new CD. It's called Tales of the Unusual. It's on the Jazzed Media label. We heard the tunes The Hole in the Map, Off the Grid Girl, Where Is Everybody, The Usual Suspects, Five, Sweet Miriam, and Out There. There are about another seven or so songs on the CD. Now, as I said earlier, she wrote the words for all of the songs on the CD. The music was written by some of her backers and collaborators, Russell Ferranti on the piano in particular. The arranger, Eddie Arkin, also contributed quite a bit. She sang, and this particular CD, she didn't play the piano. That was left to Mr. Ferranti. So that's Lorraine Feather, Tales of the Unusual on the Jazzed Media label. Well, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. And I'm John Green, your host. Now, musician we don't hear much anymore. He didn't put out a lot of music on record. This is Eddie Thompson, the pianist from what has to be, I think, genuinely an obscure Barcelona Records re-release of a 1957 Regina Records LP, A Portrait of Eddie Thompson, the Blind Pianist. Thank you.
We'll be right back. Thank you. question.
Joey DeFrancesco there on the B3 organ, Bobby Hutcherson on the vibes, Jake Langley on guitar, Byron Landham drums, George Coleman and Ron Blake on tenor saxes. It's from his 2006 CD on the Concord Jazz label, Organic Vibes. And the tunes, I Thought About You and Colleen. We started the set with the pianist Eddie Thompson from a Barcelona Records re-release of a 57 Regina Records LP called Jazz Portrait of Eddie Thompson, the Blind Pianist. The song there, Cherry. Well, you're listening to Night Train here on KRV.